Dost thou live by thy tabor?
No, sir, I live by the church.
Art thou a churchman?
No such matter, sir, I do live by the church, for I do live at my house, and my house doth stand by the church.
So thou mayst say the king lies by a beggar, if a beggar dwell near him, or the church stands by thy tabor, if thy tabor stand by the church.
You have said, sir.
To see this age! A sentence is but a cheverel glove to a good wit. How quickly the wrong side may be turned outward.
Nay, that's certain. They that dally nicely with words may quickly make them wanton.
I would therefore my sister had had no name, sir.
Why, ma'am?
Why, sir, her name's a word, and to dally with that word might make my sister want one.
But indeed words are very rascals, since bonds disgrace them.
Thy reason, ma'am.
Truth, sir, I can yield you none without words. And words are grown so false, I am loath to prove reason with them.
I warrant thou art a merry fellow and cares for nothing.
Not so, sir, I do care for something. But in my conscience, sir, I do not care for you. If that be to care for nothing, sir, I would it would make you invisible.
Art not thou the Lady Olivia's fool?
No, indeed, sir. The Lady Olivia has no folly. She will keep no fool, sir, till she be married. And fools are as like husbands as pilchards are to herrings. The husband's the picker. I am indeed not her fool. But her corrupter of words.
I saw thee late at the Count Orsino's.
Foolery, sir, this walk about the orb like the sun, it shines everywhere. I would be sorry, sir, but the fool should be as oft with your master as with my mistress. I think I saw your wisdom there.
There now, pass upon me, I know more with thee.
Oh.
Hold, there's expenses for thee.
Now Jove, in his next commodity of hair, send thee a beard.
By my troth, I tell thee I am...